es la historia del golondrino. Era un caballito que no tuvo par, ganar era su destino. Su negro pelaje reflejaba el sol y su pecho era
another edition of Buscando America, looking for America. I'm going to be playing strictly vinyl, that is the black plastic stuff that they used to make a long time ago, and which I fell in love with and which got me started in radio. So once again, I'm in the KBOO music library. With my little fingers going through the vinyl records. And so that's what I'm just going to spend this whole hour, maybe talk to a couple people, if it works out, and just play vinyl. Latino vinyl, actually. I'm playing is an album that's dedicated to horses, caballos, Los Dos de Durango is the group. I'm going to play his whole album because as a kid, I used to have a horse, a pinto, and I love horses, and this vinyl record just stuck out to me and brings back the days when I was on a horse. So let's continue playing this one. It's by the group Los Dos de Durango, and the record was made in Mexico. What's the name of it? El disco es Cultura. It's from Indimex. Indimex is the old record company that made this album dedicated to all types of horses. And in Mexico, the horse is something of almost a sacred animal. I mean, the horse is beloved in Mexico. So I'm going to play that and do a few announcements. So hope you enjoy. All from the KBOO Music Library. Yummy.
Yo quiero ser fusilado en mi caballo Prieto Azabache. Y cuando en ti me montaron y prepararon la ejecución, mi voz de mando esperaste y te abalanzaste contra el pelotón. Con tres balazos de Mauser corriste a Azabache salvando mi vida. Me hace llorar. Por eso, Prieto Azabache, no he de olvidarte nunca jamás.
That was El Caballo Pinto. Coming up, El Caballo Bayo.
Bajo de una higuera, su madre fue yegua fina. Le llamaban a Catrina, yo le puse el cantador. Cuando era de falsa rienda, daba
que muriera mi compañero.
Carlos Caballo, now is Caballo Alasan Lucero. All about horses, caballos.
Para tu tiempo.
this again. This is a record dedicated to caballos mexicanos, Mexican horses, for the most part. And this one's called El Potro Lobo Gateado. Again, the horse is a very special animal throughout Latin America. And I had a horse, and it was very special to me. So this album, this vinyl record, really stuck out. And I'm playing it, so I'm just going to continue with this album about horses, okay? Was indeed an album about horses. I'm going to continue now with a different album, and this one's the first women duets with from 1930 to 1955. And traditionally, in Mexican society, singing in public was a male prerogative, and perhaps the one outlet available to the Mexicano or the Latino was the popular teatros and the lyric operas and the zarzuelas that were widely admired during the 1930s. The Cuban-born singer Pilar Arcos was very much an exponent of this style, and she was widely known and admired throughout the hemisphere for her prolific career in the recording studio, which helped pave the way for a broader acceptance of women as recording artists, and now especially the Latino recording artists during the 1930s was a challenge during that time, especially for a record company such as CBS, which in Los Angeles, for example, in 1930s, the record companies were thriving off this sort of Mexican fetish thing that was going on in L.A. and Hollywood in the film industry in particular. So a lot of these record companies decided to go through Mexico and record some of these Mexicanas. So I'm going to play some of the duets that they found. And again, this is all vinyl records. And this is from, see, 1933. And it's off the album called, again, The First Women Duets. And it's off the Folk Lyric records and vinyl. Of course, all from the KBO music library. I never know what I'm going to find there. So here goes.
Federico, mi apelativo es Pelao. Me duele el corazón.
the duet that you're listening to are called Las Hermanas Lidia y Leonora Mendoza, and Juanita y Manuel Mendoza, and Hermanas Padilla. That's what you're listening to right now, the Padilla sisters from the 1930s. We'll continue.
Entre las flores yo te besé. En Río Grande hay un paraíso y es una ruta que conocí. Es un santuario de joyas finas, allí quisiera ponerte a ti. Quisiera que al contemplarte lleno de angustia por tu querer, sentí la dicha de tus quimeras por tu hermosura, linda mujer. Por tu hermosura lloran las flores, ni las estrellas pueden brillar. La luna pierde sus luces, por eso siempre te he de adorar. Radiante, rosa fragante, linda y sensual. Sin recordarme que eres mi diosa, la más hermosa del arrabal. Al despertar yo quiero mirarte, más extraviado yo te busqué. Soy norteño y voy de viaje al interior, porque quiero una morena del Bajío. ¿Qué me dice cada vez que voy? Oiga usted, ¿de dónde viene tan frío? Con el fuego de sus besos tan sabrosos, se le tiñen sus mejillas al besar. Me queman al verme sus ojos, con el destello de ardiente mirar. Trajera mi morena para el norte, donde toda la mujer es diferente. Pero temo que llegando acá, se le acabe el calor de repente. Y si el clima no resfría sus amores, y me sigue ya queriendo así de igual. No se han de acabar mis temores de que otro venga a quererme la enfriar. Me trajera mi morena para
del norte, donde toda la mujer es diferente. Pero temo que llegando acá, desde acá el calor de repente, y se prima no resfría sus amores, y me sigue ya queriendo así de igual. No se han de acabar mis temores de que otro venga a quererme la enfriar.
And once again, that was a vinyl record featuring Mexicanas, Latinas from the 1930s that were being picked up by the record albums of that time, such as CBS. And I thought I'd play that. Now, I'm going to take a different trip now. This time, I'm going to play this other vinyl record. It's called Dark and Light. It's music of the Alabados from Cerro, New Mexico, and music of the Vilas and from El Rancho, New Mexico. And what's going on with this is there's the Spanish, in particular, the Sephardics. There were a Jewish people that happened to pioneer much of the Southwest from Spain, and they still continue down there with sheep, doing a lot of ranching, mostly like sheep. I thought I'd play this record because it happens that my father was Sephardic, and so I remember some of this music. So I'm going to play some of this, and I hope you enjoy this as much as I find it interesting. So this is from the New World Records. It's called Dark and Light in Spanish, New Mexico, and it's music from Sephardic influence and Sephardic musicians on this. So let's do it. Los ojos y vi
ay mi Jesús, en que te amor tacaré. Ay, Jesús, hijo de mi alma, ay de mí, más ay de mí, también me falta un sepulcro en que se portarte a ti.
Empeones,
corazón allí. Le ataron sus santas manos. ¡Qué dolor para mí! Al cuello le pusieron una cadena así, tan gruesa y tan pesada, que calor por ti.
María, a contemplar su dolor, junto de la losa fría, a llorar mi soledad, ay que del alma mía, ay, ¿quién me acompañará junto de la losa fría? Mi corazón traspasado y también el de María, al dejar a su Jesús junto de la luz fría. Llora María sin consuelo, la noche pasó en desvelo, contemplando en la pasión. En amarga soledad os tira vuestra paloma por ver si acaso se asoma de mí la claridad. En una noche tan triste, Dios me ha desamparado, sola y sin ti me he quedado. Hijo mío, ¿dónde te fuiste?
en el cielo, adiós mío, toma onda eterna, eterna.
Some Sephardic music. I think I'm going to do another program sometime at some point and just feature Sephardic music. It's a story and it's a culture and it's an art that's not very well known, although it helped pioneer the U.S. the Sephardics. I thought I'd give you a taste of what is coming. A music though that that needs to be played more. Here on this album, it's from The Dark and Light, and this the musicians here are Luis Montoya doing the vocal and Vicente Padilla playing the flute or the pito. If you notice, the pito has an indigenous influence to it, but also it has sort of an North African. If you listen to the melody, the melodic structures of this, it's very North African, and of course it's very Sephardic. The Sephardic peoples were all through North Africa, and so you can hear that in their sound. It's interesting how the Spanish, Jewish, African, indigenous sort of blend on this. So yes, I'm going to do some more on this now. I'm going to feature another vinyl record I found in the Delicious Cable Library, and it's called Border Crossings, and it's off the Folkway Records, and I thought I'd play this. It's by Bentaber King and Los Jaztecs in honor of, not in honor, in recognition of the new building of walls and fences ongoing now on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. So I thought this would be appropriate. It's called Border Crossings. Bentaber King and Los Jaztecs. The title of this song is En la Mañana, in the morning. Thank you. That was En La Mañana. This one is called La Fiesta, the party. This is siesta time, actually, between 1 and 7. So if you're not making use of siesta, please do. It's that time. So if you're working and you should not be working, close the doors, take a nap someplace, get a drink, lay down. It's siesta time.
Thank you.
And you are listening to a vinyl record from the Folkways Records. It's called Border Crossings, New Directions in Tex-Mex Music. Thought I'd play this because of what's going on the Mexican border and the militarization and fence building, just like they're doing with the Israeli wall, the U.S. version of the Israeli wall. So I thought I'd play this vinyl record. Now I'm going to play something different. During the 1930s in Southern California, there was some... also, a lot of Spanish language radio. For example, there was KMPC, for example, KMPC used to play in the 1930s, 1940, a lot of Spanish language music, news, and music. This was KMPC in Los Angeles, of course. And I'm going to play a record that features some of these the music from these radio stations in Southern California. Namely LA, and the record is again from the Folk Lyric Records, and this record features Latino musicians from the 1930s that were played on commercial radio stations 7 days a week, in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. And I'm going to start out with a title called Sueños de Oro, Dreams of Gold. The other radio station that's featured in this this album is KELW, and that it used to be in Burbank. Again, these two radio stations were very popular during the 30s and 40s, and this album features these musicians. And the first cut is Jose Torres and Pedro Gonzalez and Alberto Hernandez. And these were people you could turn at 5 o'clock in the morning, turn on the radio station, KMPC, and these musicians would be playing in Spanish. And it was very popular. It made those radio stations a lot of money. So here goes from the Folk Lyric Records and featuring... music from the radio stations that played Spanish language music.
Desde muy lejos mis sueños de oro se han agitado dentro de mi alma. Por una imagen que yo persigo, por una imagen siempre adorada. En vano busco por todas partes aquella imagen siempre adorada. Porque la encuentro.
Recorded in 1927, actually.
¿Cuál es la imagen que yo? En vano busco por todas partes aquella imagen siempre adorada. Por fin la encuentro morena y pura. ¿Cuál es la imagen que yo soñaba? Porque te esquivas de mis caricias, tú eres la nena que yo buscaba. Si lo quieres, serás tú sola dueña de mi alma, de mis cantares la preferida, de mis sueños la idolatrada. Ven y te duermes sobre mi pecho, al son alegre de mi guitarra. Pero no vayas porque eres linda a ser conmigo mujer ingrata. Porque me hieres, porque me matas, no me abandones, no seas ingrata. Ven y te duerme sobre mi pecho al son alegre. Porque eres linda, a ser conmigo mujer ingrata.
que me hieres, porque me matas, no me abandones, no seas ingrata.
Again, I'm playing music from the radio stations, namely the 1930s and 1940s radio stations, such as KMPC and KELW. By the way, Latinos during the 1920s and 30s, if you were living in Orange County or L.A., they went to a place called the Casa de Mauricio Calderon, which was located on Main Street in downtown L.A. That's where you go and get your 78s when you listen to these music on the radio stations. You would go downtown, get in the car, and go down to Main Street in L.A. Even if you were living in Santa Ana, you'd go to Main Street. That was the main hangout. It was the music store for this music. So I'm going to continue with Jose Torres, Pedro Gonzalez, and Alberto Hernandez. This is what you would get at the downtown record, Latino record store in L.A. The group that whose music you're listening to, called Los Madrugadores, beginning with the first four songs, were recorded in the first session in 1933, and then in 1934, at the height of the popularity of Pedro J. Gonzalez, he was sentenced from 1 to 50 years in San Quentin on trumped up charges of rape. Soon after the trial, the Anglo girl admitted she had been induced by authorities, i.e. the L.A. County Sheriff and LAPD at the time, to lie under oath. But the judge refused to admit the new evidence on a technicality, and Gonzalez had to serve out the 6 years. And then but Gonzalez was a very popular radio personality on the radio stations in L.A., and he wielded a lot of power as a personality via his radio programs. And the Anglo establishment at the time really was nervous by him, especially since he used his radio programs to protest the deportation of hundreds of thousands of the Latinos Mexicanos in L.A., many of them U.S. citizens during the depth of the Depression. This is a precursor to the Zoot Suit, the so-called Zoot Suit riots. He was one of the people that was starting to question the treatment of Latinos by the LAPD and the LA County Sheriff. And again, a precursor to the Zoot Suit Riots. So I'm going to end the program on this early Chicano, is what he is, early Chicano Zoot Suit person. Okay? So hope you enjoy. And my name is Eduardo de Landeros Tierra for an edition of Buscando America. I hope you liked, enjoyed the vinyl, all vinyl records. Stay tuned for Paulino, and he does a great show too. So thanks for listening. Ciao. Cuídate y paz.
Tus noches, aquellas tan claras y bellas, están siempre en mí. Toda la frontera por donde quisiera al suelo volver. Frontera querida, yo diera mi vida por volverte a ver. De pasión, tierra y atada será venerada por mi corazón.
De marzo no puedo olvidar el susto que recibimos cuando por la tarde empezó a temblar y a la calle nos salimos con esta temblada, hombres y mujeres y hasta los madrugadores dejamos tirados todos los quehaceres por miedo de los temblores. Fue el primer susto y todos creyeron que el peligro había pasado. Pero al poco rato los mismos siguieron poniéndonos con cuidado. Y como seguía temblando, tanto de noche y de día, todos vivían en las calles y ya nadie se dormía.